message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Amosan Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be taught your word again. Thank you, Lord. Now again, we are gathered, Lord Jesus, to be educated in righteousness. Thank you, Father, because you put aside every other knowledge we feel we have. Thank you in the name of Jesus because we receive light in the knowledge of God. In the name of Jesus, thank you because our heart is open, our minds are receptive. Today we'll be taught the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Who can remind us of our series, the series we are starting today? Prophecy. Hallelujah. Prophecy is something that started long ago. Hallelujah. From Genesis, prophecy is you can find it all through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. Praise the Lord. The subject of prophecy in Scripture is one of the most important and consistent features of the entire Bible timeline. Amen. And you find its concept and its effect right from Genesis through Revelation. Hallelujah. The man in Christ exists or came into being as a result of prophecy. Amen. We can see that in Genesis, when God was saying, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. Let's open to Genesis chapter 3. Are we there? Genesis chapter 3. Okay, let's read verse 15 together. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Yes. Hallelujah. Now, if we read this place alone, it now looks like it's the seed. You know, women don't bear seed now. They don't have seed. Hallelujah. It's actually during reproduction. It's actually sperm and egg, not seed. Praise the Lord. So now God now saying, I will cause enmity between you and the woman, then the seed of the woman will bruise your head. It is not, some person might think maybe it was Abel or Cain. Hallelujah. But that seed is Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So now, and you know, it's in God destroying Satan's power through his death, burial, and resurrection that gave birth to we believers. Praise the Lord. So now it came as a prophecy at first. Praise the Lord. God prophesied it. He said it because prophecy is inspired utterance. So God said it. He said, the seed of a woman will bruise your head, the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you see like, oh, okay, the seed of the woman. So, okay, because some versions say the descendants of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. That seed was Christ. Praise God. So now Christ bruising the head of the serpent through his death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah. Remember when Christ died for 3 days, he went to hell, defeated the devil, collected the key. Praise the Lord. And when he raised back to life, he resurrected, he gave birth to believers. Praise God. Hallelujah. So now, if that prophecy was not there, then we wouldn't have been born. Because it is Christ now breaking the head of the serpent or bruising the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. Through his finished work, that now gave birth to believers. We. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you see, prophecy are just over and over and over and over and over again in the scriptures. Praise the Lord. So before we know what prophecy is, we need to know the history of prophecy, the way we've started already. So from Genesis, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God said prophesying the finished work of Christ from Genesis chapter 3. From Genesis, by saying the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent, Christ will. And has he done that? Has he done that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, so sadly, just like many other important teachings in the Word of God, prophecy remains one of the most abused subject matter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll talk about that. So today we'll be talking about the power of prophecy. Amen. We'll be talking about the power of prophecy. So the power of prophecy will be best understood from a knowledge of its history. Amen. How it began. It began with and it's sustained by God. Praise God. Tell somebody, prophecy began and is sustained by God. It began with God and is sustained by God. For example, scripture consistently shows that the man in Christ is God's original intent, not an afterthought of his intent. And this he made known to us through via prophecy and instigated it via prophecy. Praise God. So prophecy simply means inspired utterance. For example, if you read the book of Jeremiah 31, let's open there, Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31. Are we there? Jeremiah 31. Are we there? Jeremiah 31. Okay, let's read from verse 31 together. 3-2, go. The Lord says, the time is coming when I'll make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the old covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt. Although I was like a husband to them, they did not keep that covenant. 33. The new covenant I will make with the people of Israel will be this. I will put my law within them and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. None of them will have to teach his fellow citizen to know the Lord, because all will know me from the least to the greatest. I will forgive their sins and I will no longer remember their wrongs. I, the Lord, have spoken. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now you see, this was a promise of a new heart and a new spirit that God was going to give to those people in Christ, to the man in Christ. Praise the Lord. But it came as a prophecy. Let's read again. The Lord says, the Lord says, the Lord says, the Lord says. Read it again. The Lord says. And I said, prophecy are what? Inspired utterance. The Lord says, hallelujah, I will do this. I will do this. I will make a new covenant with my people Israel. Hallelujah. He said, I will write my laws in their heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I will forgive their sins. He said, from the least of them, they shall know me to the greatest. Praise the Lord. This was a prophecy. Hallelujah. That was prophesied by God long time ago. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, for us to see the fulfillment of this prophecy, let's open to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. Sorry, Hebrews chapter 10. Are we there? Let's start reading from verse 14. Hallelujah. Are we there? Okay. All right, please, let's read together. 3, 2, go. With one sacrifice, then, he has made perfect forever those who are purified from sin. 15. And the Holy Spirit also gives us his witness. First, he says, this is the covenant I will make with them in the days to come, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts and write them on their minds. And then he says, I will not remember their sins and evil deeds any longer. So when these have been forgiven, an offering to take away sin is no longer needed. Hallelujah. So now, we are seeing the fulfillment of the prophecy that was made in Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 31. Praise God. So all through, even the man in Christ, the existence of the man in Christ came as a prophecy first. Praise the Lord. We having a new heart and God forgiving our sins forever, it came as a prophecy first. Hallelujah. We having our new creation realities came as a prophecy first. We having the Holy Spirit living in us came as a prophecy first. Let's open to Joel, Joel chapter 2. The book of Joel, Joel chapter 2. Hallelujah. Joel chapter 2. Are we there? Let's read together. Afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on everyone. Your sons and daughters will proclaim my message. Your old people will have dreams and your young people will see visions. At that time, I will pour out my spirit even on servants, both men and women. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this prophecy was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost when those guys received the Holy Spirit. That was when they were accusing, these guys are drunk. Then that was when Peter stood up and was like, we are not drunk. Even if we'll be drunk, is it this early morning? It's all right, it's just 9 a.m. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's why I had to take them back to the prophecy of Joel. That this was what Prophet Joel was talking about. When he was saying, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do we have the spirit in us? Do we have the spirit in us? Hallelujah. Everything fulfilled in our lives today is as a result of prophecy. Praise God. Hallelujah. So our existence in the body of Christ was instigated by prophecy, engineered by prophecy, and sustained by prophecy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open to the book of Psalms, Psalms 22. Are we there? Psalms 22. If you are not there, tell us to wait for you. Psalms 22. Are we there? Okay, let's read from verse 30. All together, 3, 2, go. Future generations will serve him. They will speak of the Lord to the coming generation. People not yet born will be told the Lord saved his people. Hallelujah. Praise God. This version says, his seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he had done this. Unto the people that shall be born. unto a people that shall be born. Praise God. Let's read together from the beginning. 30. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he had done this. Praise the Lord. Unto a people, believers that shall be born, believers that are born. Praise God. It's a prophecy, a prophetic psalm concerning Christ, and by extension, a people that shall be born. Are we born? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about the birth of sperm and egg. I'm talking about the birth of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Remember when Jesus resurrected, we raised with him. We were born on resurrection day. Praise the Lord. Unto your people that shall be born, and we're born together with him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are that generation prophesied about all through the scriptures. We are that nation born on that day, the day of resurrection. Praise the Lord. Now come think of it. How can a nation be born one day, same day? Okay, on a norm, if someone is to give birth, the person give birth, maybe let's say twins. So far the one I've had is maybe twins, then maybe just a baby. One day, but a generation was born, a nation was born on the same day. A nation, praise the Lord, that's a nation of believers. We're born on resurrection day, but it came as a prophecy first in the book of Psalms. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And you know, prophecy was spoken, prophecy was said. Prophecy was utterance, inspired utterance that was said. It was talked about. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're born on the day of resurrection. We are that nation that was born on that day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we'll see that more in Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66, verse 7 to 8. Isaiah 66. Are we there? Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 66, I was there. Okay, let's read together, verse 7 to 8. Before she traveled, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. 8. Who had heard such a thing? Who had seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. Praise the Lord. For as soon as Zion traveled. Please, what have any other version? Any other person? Any other version? Okay, sir. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before her pains came, she gave birth. Hallelujah. Now for reason we are hearing ha 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 ha. So we think it's one woman. Praise God. Let's read it. Before her pains came, she gave birth. Before her pains, she gave birth to a man child. When her such a story come to men's ears, who has seen such things? Will a land come to birth in one day? Will a nation be given birth in a minute? Before her pains came, before he suffered, before his death, his burial, his resurrection, those are the pains. Hallelujah. So it was through these pains that we were given birth to. When has such a story come to men's ears? Who has seen such thing? Will a land come to birth in one day? Is it possible to give birth to a land one day? Will a land come to birth in one day? Will a nation be given birth to in a minute? For when Zion's pain came on her, when Christ suffered these things, she gave birth to her children straight away. On the resurrection day, we were all born straight away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So all these things came as prophecy first. That's why when we started, I said the man in Christ, his existence was based on prophecy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So God said all things, and in the 31st verses, scripture says, So God has never got anything done without prophecy. Amen. God has never made anything done. He has never without prophecy. Praise the Lord. He wanted to make sure that people know that they'll be given birth to, because they'll be set free from Satan's captivity. He had to start from Genesis chapter 3, telling us of the seed of the woman. Praise the Lord. God was to give us a new heart. God was to give us a new spirit. Through his redemptive work, he had to come with prophecy first. Praise the Lord. He had to prophesy it first before it came into being. So there was nothing, in fact, anything that concerns any man in Christ was first of all done through prophecy first. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So prophecy is how God gets things done in the earth, beginning from creation. We can see that God's intention finds expression through his utterance. Beginning from creation, God wanted everything to be made. He wanted light to appear. He didn't just imagine light in his heart and was quiet. No, he spoke light. Let there be. Let there be. Let there be. Let's see. Look, let's open to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Are we there? Genesis chapter 1. Let's read verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Let's go to verse 6. And God said, verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Let's go to verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Hallelujah. If you go through all the accounts of the creation over and over again, you see, and God said, And God said, and God said, and God said, all the intentions of God, everything God have planned out to be done, hallelujah, is find its expression via utterance. Praise the Lord. Nothing God has ever done without speaking. Amen. There was darkness everywhere, and God let there be light, and there was light. So everything that ever came into being, everything that we have in Christ, praise the Lord, it all came with God said. Praise the Lord. And the saying is the prophecy. Amen. So simple logic in this account of creation tells us that God's utterance is God's intention in words. Praise the Lord. Just the way God wanted light to be, and he didn't just keep it in his mind and just like, oh, okay, light, yes, light in my mind, yes, light. No, he had to just speak it forth. Praise the Lord. He wanted things to be done, so he spoke those things to come to pass. He made his intention to find its expression through utterance. His intention was to make light known, was to bring forth light. But assuming it was just his intention, it was just in his heart, there wouldn't have been light. Yeah, maybe. But he spoke it. He said it. Let there be. Hallelujah. Most times we want to get things done, and we just think of it, and we just go. We want to just think, and we'll be thinking of it over and over again. And we don't talk. Hallelujah. You want things to be done, you speak it forth. Hallelujah. We don't think it, we speak it. Just the same way we can't fight the devil, thoughts cannot fight thoughts. The devil comes with his ugly words to our minds and starts speaking words of condemnation and so forth. Now you just be like in your mind, this devil have come on. No, you speak forth your liberty in Christ. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So you speak forth your being. You speak forth who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. God, that is God, though, he wanted light to be. He didn't just think the light. He made it. He vocalized it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, God's utterance is God's intention in words. His utterance is his intention. So, he's making his, he's vocalizing his intention. Praise the Lord. Our salvation, God had to vocalize it. It was his intention from the beginning. So, salvation was not an afterthought of God. Even when man failed, God was still having salvation plan intact. So he had to even speak forth salvation from Genesis. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The only way God can materialize his intention, the only way God can make his intention known is by vocalizing it through utterance, by saying it. Praise the Lord. So God's MO, like his modus operandi of getting his intention materialized, is via his utterance. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this utterance is a spoken word. Amen. We should know that words are not just sound. They are spiritual substance, transferable into physical and tangible substances. Hallelujah. Words are not just ordinary words. They are not just sound. They are not just sound that will just make A-E-I-O-U. No, those are not just words. God's word are not just ordinary words. Hallelujah. Praise God. They are spiritual substances. They are transferable into tangible substances. For example, as we said, God wanted trees in the Garden of Eden. He didn't just think it in his heart that trees should be there. He had to speak for those trees to be. Praise the Lord. In order for it to come into physical, he had to speak it. Those things were there already. He had to just speak them forth for them to be seen, for them to be visible. Amen. Hallelujah. We can recreate our world with our words if what our present world features is not in line with God's intention for us. Amen. There are basically two ways to classify prophecy. The first is foretelling, and the other one is forthtelling. Praise the Lord. Somebody say foretelling. Foretelling, F-O-R-E, then telling. Then the second one is forthtelling. So foretelling means to tell ahead of time things in the mind of God concerning a person, maybe a people, and maybe an event. This is different from zodiac sign, no? It's different from all these magic people we see, no? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This one belongs to the office of a prophet alone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because foretelling is usually reserved for the ministry of a prophet. This is because it requires operations of revelation gifts, such as discerning of the spirit, word of knowledge, and word of wisdom, which are all frequent with the ministry of a prophet. Praise the Lord. It doesn't mean a believer cannot also foretell, but it is more frequent with the ministry of a prophet. The foretelling, it is more frequent with the ministry of the prophet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In fact, a prophet is first of all called in the Old Testament a seer. Amen. Hallelujah. We can see that in 1 Samuel chapter 9. Let's open to 1 Samuel. Are we there? 1 Samuel chapter 9. Are we all there? Let's read verse 9 together. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he speak, come and let us go to the seer. For that is how, that is now called a prophet, was before time called a seer. Praise the Lord. So in the Old Testament, they called prophets seer. Like they see the mind of God, they see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But they are now called prophets. So in the New Testament, in addition to being a seer, a prophet ought to be a teacher. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We can see that in Ephesians chapter 4. Because prophets are also saddled with the responsibility of perfecting the saints. Christ himself gave some. Are we there? Ephesians chapter 4. Let's start reading from verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. So prophets perfect the saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They perfect the saints through teaching. Teaching of the one that have made them perfect already. Praise God. So we are not all going to function in the office because of differences in divine assignment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Not our assignment. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us are teachers, some of us are called to be pastors, some of us are called to be evangelists, some of us are called to be apostles. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But all these callings are just having just one reason. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We've read it earlier, for the perfecting of the saints, for the edification of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. To all come into unity in knowledge of the Son of God. Praise God. So the second one is foretelling. This means to speak forth the mind of God by declaring a particular word of promise to an individual, a people, a place, or an event. Foretelling means to tell ahead of time the things in the mind of God. To tell ahead of time the things in the mind of God concerning a people. And I said this one is just for the office of the prophet alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the second one, it means to speak for the mind of God by declaring a particular word of promise to an individual, a people, a place, or an event for a particular time. Praise the Lord. This one, it is the use of the gifts of prophesying, which is given to every spirit-filled believer. This one, every spirit-filled believer operates on this one. Amen. Because you speak for the mind of God by declaring a particular word. Amen. The Bible is a book of prophecy, and it contains things that are spoken about the believer. He can therefore inundate himself with it and at the spur of moments utter those words by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible is a book of prophecy that have intact, like it has everything that concerns a believer, everything that concerns a born again man. Praise the Lord. So what are we to do is just for us to stir for ourselves and don't speak those words of power. Amen. You don't have to be a prophet to function with the gift of prophesying. No, you don't have to be a prophet. Are you a believer? Then prophesy. Hallelujah. You know, most of us, we tend to, I was reading the devotional for, was it yesterday or day before yesterday? Pastor was making an example of, he normally says, during service time, it'd be like, things like, laugh, one kill me, die. Baby, this food is killing me. Now, you don't know, our words are very powerful because we are not ordinary people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some persons have made the headache to be my headache. This is my headache. This is my poverty. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was talking to my mom when she was saying, wow, somebody will just be suffering like this. I said, me, I'm not suffering, no. I said, I cannot say you are suffering. You are not suffering what? Praise the Lord. We need to learn how to say the right things. It might look like it's play, it might look like it's a joke, but it has effect. This exam go hard, oh, okay. This semester we go suffer, oh, okay. Are you seeing? Now those things, you are a believer, you are not an ordinary person. The way the people of the world speak things, you shouldn't be found speaking same things, because you are different species of people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have God domiciling us forever. God living in us. He has made our bodies abode forever. So we speak words of power. We speak words that make sense. Praise the Lord. We don't speak words like we just want to talk. If we don't know what to say, let's just be quiet. It's better than speaking words that doesn't rhyme, or they are not in consonance to the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you don't have to be a prophet to function with the gift of prophesying. It is for every believer. Say, it is for every believer. It is for every believer. It's only required that we yield to the indwelling spirit when he inspires us to do so. Praise the Lord. We yield to the indwelling spirit when he inspires us to do so. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it means we running up and down for prophets. I was talking to my neighbor, was it yesterday? We're just gisting. She was telling me about her prophet, every time, her prophet. I honor the prophet, our prophet. I honor him so much. But the thing is, you now seeing your prophet like is your overdue, your overall, your, I don't know how to put it. You're honoring him above the written word of God. That's the one that me, I would not even take at all. Praise the Lord. She was like, something happened in the conversation. She wasn't like, before she even reached and went for the all night, the prophet was already saying that this is what happened to her, this is what happened to her, this is what happened to her. You know, most people, that's itching ears. Now, we want to know things that are happening. We already know things that are happening to us, but we want people to tell us things that are already happening to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Every believer is saddled with it. Every believer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the thing is, the office of the prophet serve has been abused now. Because you find out that, okay, prophet, this is what happened. No, prophet did not tell you, okay, this is what is happening. Your neighbor, the one that normally wear white, is a very bad person. He plants this in your house. He doesn't want your progress. And now you start creating enmity between you and your neighbor. You won't have good relationship with people. You won't live in peace with people. Hallelujah. People that are even supposed to help you, that God is using to help you, you will now start having them as your enemies already. Please, let's fight the right enemy. He's the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, learn to prophesy. Speak the right words. Learn to prophesy. Amen. So it only requires that we yield to the indwelling spirit when he inspires us to do so. Examples. Example was Philip's daughter in Acts chapter 21 from verse 8 to 9. Philip was having four daughters, and they all were prophesying. Let's open to Acts chapter 21. Acts 21. Are we there? Acts 21 from verse 8 to 9. Let's read together. 3 to go. And the next day. Are we there? 3 to go. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. Verse 9. And the same man had four daughters virgins which did prophesy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Were they prophets? Hallelujah. As in, were they having the office, like the office of a prophet? No. They were believers. Praise God. Hallelujah. So they were yielding to the Spirit of God that was in them. They were prophesying. They prophesied. Praise God. So these were Philip's daughters who were probably teenagers, yet they prophesied. This is the will of God for us all. It is God's imbued mechanism in the believer to effect change. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe let's say things are not just working out just fine the way you expect it to. Pastor always says, shut the door. Paste the floor. Praise the Lord. Pray. Amen. Amen. When you are praying, you are praying in consonance to God's spoken word. You are speaking God's word forth. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are knowing that you are just a different believer. Even if every other believer can take it like that, you cannot take it like that, because this is who you are. You are knowing your identity in Christ. So you are prophesying. Those inspired utterances, you are bringing them forth. You are speaking them. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open to the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Are we there? Let's read verse 19 to 20. Let's read together. 3, 2, go. Quench not the spirit. Verse 20. Despise not prophesying. Let's take it again. Quench not the spirit. 20. Despise not prophesying. So, let's read it in context. Now, quenching not the spirit. If you don't want to quench the spirit, keep on prophesying. Praise the Lord. Let's take it again. Verse 19, together. Quench not the spirit. 20, despise not prophesying. So in order for you not to quench the spirit, you keep on prophesying. Hallelujah. So we're going to prophesy this morning, right? We're going to prophesy this morning, right? I hope this blesses us. Let's be on our feet. So you speak forth those things that are as if they can't even come into being. Because of the king that you are and because of the priest you are. Pastor always say redemption confines in us kingship and priesthood. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Zibalanzi keledos kitizabalano. Manish eles katala dosu paligede leprakan zedos tayada. Yazada zidero no shain kayada. Leto balados kotizi beno shikala dozi. Lesidi zegedos kintipele kine no shipakatikala no sikada yan toyana no. Thank you, Lord. Manuli bala katubala libali bagada ligeno shili karantoli branoski zebedo manisi zedo likranti zebenano siti zegayan shalabada. Thank you, Lord. Yaba 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 do shaya la bada da zapayanga la libra da si beno ratuzu bayashi le dezi kayanti le no. antibaya, ekaya antibaya, ekaya antibaya. Baleba shaya dozi payanti zeladoku yantibana. Rasu duzubayon kaya shilenos kitizabaya krano. Manili pralaban nosi bayan kayado. Rasidre no shiledo. Malasa bayabara ne brand dologodos kidi de benoli karada. Rata zabala ne da shaya karada ne gede do.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiry, counseling, prayer and partnership, please call +234 8074 07 8566. We celebrate you.